Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as...
Hello and welcome back to Rebecca Neal, the podcast. Today's solo episode is... I want to say the dark side of the positive vibes. And this was something I was thinking about towards the end of last year when I was, I guess, struggling with my own challenges around trying to be positive and, you know, having people around me saying, well, everyone goes through things and it's okay. Like, you know, I'm also doing this. Like, just be, you know, see the brighter side of life or be positive. And, you know, you've probably heard people say like everything will be fine. It could be worse. Look on the brighter side. Everyone has their problems and ups and downs. And that's great. And as well as these, you know, as well intended, I guess, as these statements are, they're not always helpful for when you are struggling or when you're going through things. And what you're doing is actually stating that there really isn't a problem and that needs to be addressed or that you need to heal or need to work through. And you're actually kind of shutting down the possibility for further discussion with this person or creating openness. And you're potentially also discounting how that person feels. And I know for sure that when I'm going through hard times and I'm feeling low or feeling, you know, a little depressed or whatever it might be, I don't want someone to discount how I'm feeling. I want someone to sit with me in that or ask me how I'm feeling so I can express that and move on, you know. Toxic positivity really is the belief that no matter how difficult some situation may be, that people should just maintain a positive mindset. And it's that good vibes only approach to life. And I'm going to call bullshit on that because whilst I may sound like negative Nancy right now over here, I want to make it clear that I do agree that there's undeniable power in having a positive mindset or believing, you know, that there's this optimistic view on life for sure. And positive thinking has very powerful benefits and having that positive outlook on life is good for your mental health and well-being. However, I do also believe that you can overdose on that sickeningly sweet positive attitude. You know, everything is awesome when really you just need to deal with the painful emotions and experiences that are happening within you. You know, think of it as having, let's say too many scoops of ice cream or eating the whole block of chocolate or maybe 10 margaritas instead of two. Tastes really good. It starts off super fun and it makes you feel better in the interim, but you can definitely overdo it, right? And then that makes you sick. It makes you drunk. It makes you hungover. Or even like think about it like this. It's like if you were trying to force someone to eat ice cream or have alcohol, but they don't really feel like it. It's not going to feel better for them, right? And so the definition of toxic positivity, because it is kind of a bit of a buzzword, is it's the excessive and ineffective overgeneralization of a happy, optimistic state across all situations. The process of toxic positivity results in the denial, minimization, and invalidation of the authentic human emotional experience. And so just like anything that's done in excess, when positivity is used to cover up or silence, you know, your human emotions and experiences, it becomes toxic. And so by disallowing the existence of certain feelings, we fall into this state of denial, right? And repressed emotions. The truth is we as humans are flawed. And I want you to know that that's okay. We get jealous. We get angry. We get resentful. We get greedy. And sometimes life just downright sucks ass, right? And it feels like we're just constantly tripping over. And by pretending that we're all positive vibes all day, every day, we seriously deny the validity of, you know, having that genuine human experience. And to force a positive outlook on pain is to encourage a person to keep silent about their struggles. And you know, this is a topic for another day, but this will lead to a whole list of other challenges like depression and suicide and other mental health, anxiety, panic attacks. You know, there's a whole range of things that comes with keeping silent on how you're feeling, because internalizing such emotions can be super damaging. And when we judge ourselves for feeling pain or sadness or fear, which then produces feelings of things like shame and guilt, and we end up just feeling bad about feeling bad. And all this does is actually, you know, put a hold on our healing or our progress through life or problem solving even too. You know, and, you know, human behavior and psychology is something I'm very passionate about learning about and reading. And I studied it at uni and, you know, through my coaching over the many years that I've been a coach, I have absolutely been fascinated with how the psychology and things of the humans work, right? And so someone I really love and admire is Brené Brown. She's an author and a researcher, and in most of her books and work, she talks about the energy source of shame and how shame is silence, secrecy, and judgment. In other words, where there is hiding or secrets or denial, shame is usually in the driver's seat of that, right? And shame is crippling to the human experience or the human spirit, and one of the most uncomfortable feelings that we can feel. Often we don't even know that we are feeling shame, right? And Mark Manson, who wrote the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, he says, everything worthwhile in life is won through surmounting the associated negative experience. And any attempt to escape the negative, to avoid it or squash it or silence it, only backfires on us. The avoidance of suffering is a form of suffering. And the avoidance of struggle is a struggle. The denial of failure is failure. Hiding what is shameful in itself is a form of shame. And so when we deny our truth, and this is something I talk about online all the time, is like being in our truth and being authentic to ourselves and speaking our truth, because when we don't, it catches up on us. But when we deny our truth, we begin to live inauthentically with ourselves and the world. And so what happens there is that we lose connection with ourselves, making it more difficult for others to connect to us, to relate to us, to buy from us if we're in business. And we might look unbreakable and super tough and strong from the outside, but on the inside, we are struggling and we just want a shoulder to cry on, right? And so there is a misalignment that will catch up with you. You know, have you ever been around that, you know, sweet, sugary, just think happy thoughts, positive Polly kind of person? Think about someone now, if you can think of someone that's like that. How comfortable do you actually feel around them? And do you feel like you can really share your deepest, darkest emotions and struggles in life with them? Or do you feel like you can't? Because even though this person may have your best intentions at heart or best intentions in the world, the message that they're mindlessly sending over and over is, only good vibes are allowed in my presence. Like I'm righteous. I'm queen. I'm in my strength and power. La, la, la. We all follow people like this online. Therefore, it makes it really difficult to actually express the truth, right? Or anything other than good vibes when you're around them. And so consequently to this, you end up complying with the implied rules. I can only be certain kind of person around this person. I can't actually be authentically myself. And this becomes a problem when you're actually good friends with this person, you know, and you want to spend time with this person, or you may be dating this person or whatever it might be. And I'm not talking about the people who genuinely like are upbeat and happy and that sort of thing. It's more of a problem when people are forced to seem or to be positive in situations where it's just kind of not natural to be, or when there's a problem that legitimately needs to be addressed and they can't be addressed because they don't deal with the fact that there's distress or need in front of them, right? And so if you can't actually be authentically yourself or be honest about your own feelings, how will you be able to hold space for others, for someone else who's expressing real feelings in your presence? By curating a fake emotional world, we actually attract more fakeness, resulting in fake intimacy and superficial friendships and relationships and life in general, right? And so it might be you that does this toxic positivity, or maybe you see it play out in front of you. I want to share with you some of the, I guess, common experiences or expressions that will help you recognize when this does show up in your life or that you may be doing. So hiding and masking your true authentic feelings in front of someone or to yourself, trying to just get on with it, even though you're struggling and you're just trying to stuff down those emotions. Feeling guilty for feeling what you feel, that's a big one, right? So feeling bad about feeling bad or feeling like you shouldn't feel how you feel. Minimizing other people's experiences with feel-good quotes and statements. So, you know, maybe your friend is saying a certain thing is making them feel a certain way, and then you just like bring out this happiness quote, and that really isn't helpful in that situation. And so trying to give someone a perspective, like it could be worse. I hate it when people say that. Oh, but it could be worse. Or look at all the good in your life, you know, instead, you know, instead of doing that, validate that emotional experience for their for this person. Like share and validate how they're feeling. Shaming others for expressing frustration or anything other than positivity, and brushing off things that are bothering you with "it is what it is." Like, no, it is what it is not okay. It's really about digging deeper and looking at why you're feeling a certain way and go through the healing, right? And so there are ways that you can definitely do this. I think there's nothing wrong with trying to make the best of a situation, but making the best of it is different from toxic positivity. Making the best of it is accepting the situation for what it actually is and doing the best you can with it. Whereas toxic positivity is avoidance of the fact that we're really in a bad situation, right? So using the appropriate language is equally critical to steering clear of toxic positivity, especially when you're trying to support others. It's about keeping the attention on the other person. You're giving them this person a place where they can actually experience and share the emotions that they're having, and doing that first before you try and jump in and fix things for them, you know. So I'll give you some examples of statements of toxic and non-toxic, because sometimes it's really helpful to have these so you can see the difference. So don't worry, be happy. We've all heard that before. What about saying, "I see that you're really stressed. Is there anything I can actually do to help?" Or don't think about it. Just stay positive. How about saying, "Describe what you're feeling. I'm here. I'm listening." What about when someone says, "Everything will work out in the end"? Of course it will, right? But what about saying, "I can imagine how hard this must be for you. I'm thinking of you." Or, "Failure is not an option." I don't like that one either. "Failure is part of the growth and success journey." What about when someone says, "Look for the silver lining"? We've all heard that in the old days, right? What about saying, "I see you and I'm here for you"? Another one is, "Everything happens for a reason." Sometimes we can draw the short story in life. "How can I support you through this challenging time?" You know, I'll leave one more with you. "It could be worse." "That sucks. I'm so sorry that you're going through this." That's it. Really, it is as simple as validating someone's emotions and being there and giving them acceptance and expression, or a space to express what they're feeling. And so, you know, with everything going on in the world right now, I thought this was a really great topic to talk on, because, you know, people are struggling right now from so many different angles, whether it be through losing their job or having to do something, you know, in regards to the vaccine or COVID or whatever it might be. And so everyone is going through their own journey right now. And I think it's really just important that we don't do toxic positivity and that we are able to support each other and, you know, validate how people are feeling before we just jump in and try and fix things. So I suggest that you first ask what kind of support the person would like and make sure to validate their emotions. So whilst you reinforce the fact that you're there for them, you're able to listen and help them where they need it. Okay. So one thing you could ask someone would be, "What would be the most helpful thing for you right now in this experience that you're going through?" That's it. We got to ask more questions. And this again, leading to the suicide conversation and the depression and all those sorts of things. We just need to ask questions, right? Like the "Are you okay" day. It's seriously just about asking questions and giving someone the space to open up. But when you use toxic positivity and say things like, "Oh, don't worry, just be happy. We've all been through things, or we've all been challenged in life," that's not allowing that person to feel what they need to feel and feel supported by you. So the key is finding a more balanced approach to how we understand how we feel and what we do about it, and just asking what would be most helpful for you right now with what you're going through. Because it is okay to have a positive and optimistic outlook on life and feel the sadness at the same time. We can feel sad and be grieving and still look forward to our future, right? Both of these are necessary for a healthy outlook and a sense of health and well-being. We are here to experience both dark and light. We are here to experience the ups and downs, the emotions that are somewhat good or bad, right? But I just believe that it's time we ditch that toxic positivity shit, because it is more than okay to not be okay. And as the saying goes, we heal through feeling, right? So today, as you go into your day or as the night closes, think about conversations you've had today and really analyze yourself and think, did I play out the toxic positivity role today? Or did I actually, you know, lend empathy or understanding or validate the feelings of others? And if you're a coach, this is so, so important to get this right, because we are always there just asking our clients great questions to open them up, to allow them to express and to create that safe space for them. But through friendships, through relationships, through everything, we want to make sure that we're always just holding space for others. And sure, look, I want to disclaimer here that if someone is going deeper and deeper into a hole and they can't get out, let them feel all those things, let them express them all, but then guide them. If you ask them, how can I support you? They may tell you, you know. And so, yeah, I want to leave that with you. Have a think about how this may play out in your life, or how you play it out yourself in ways with relationships and friendships. Until next episode, have an amazing day. And please do share this on Instagram. If you do listen and tune in, then tag me and I will reshare. And please leave a review on iTunes if you get a chance. It means the world to me to see that you guys are listening and tuning in.